This is Blues at the Junction, coming to you from the depths of Canada's beautiful Yukon Territory. Welcome to another hour of great music, covering the twists and turns, side roads and alleys that the blues have taken over the last century. Listen and explore with us the sources, the artists, and the instruments they've mastered. Thanks to a legacy of almost 100 years of blues on record, we can trace the dynamics that have made blues part of the bedrock of 21st century popular music. And it starts right here. In this episode, we are featuring duets, all manner of duets, some just as you'd expect traditional blues, and we hope some surprises. You are listening to what may be the first ever blues and world music fusion. Rye Cooter plays slide guitar with V.M. Bhatt, master of the Mohan Veena. Rye Cooter will be familiar to most of you. He has been playing blues rock since the 1960s. His interests have since broadened, pioneering and popularizing the concept of fusion music, playing with musicians from Latin America to Central Africa. V.M. Bhatt comes from an Indian family immersed in music, from his parents to his grandkids. He invented the Mohan Veena. It's a complicated conversion of a guitar with 19 strings and is played slide style flat across his lap. Listen to Rye Cooter and V.M. Bhatt playing a great tune with a great title, Ganges Delta Blues, from the 1993 album A Meeting by the River. Thank you. Piano and guitar duets occur often in the blues story, and today we will play several, beginning with this one featuring Leroy Carr piano and Scrapper Blackwell guitar. Leroy Carr died an alcoholic at 30 years old in 1935. He was one of the most popular bluesmen in America, according to his AllMusic.com biography. He has a relaxed singing style, sincere and authentic. His partner, Scrapper Blackwell, lived longer, to 59 years, but still suffered an unhappy fate of being mugged and killed in a back alley. Although Scrapper Blackwell felt a little in the shadow of Carr, he did make some solo recordings, including Kokomo Blues, which was later reworked by the legendary bluesman Robert Johnson into the classic song Sweet Home Chicago. When Leroy Carr died, Blackwell recorded My Old Pal Blues and promptly retired from music. Here's another AllMusic.com quote. Along with Tampa Red, Blackwell was one of a handful of pre-war guitarists whose work should be known by every kid who thinks it all began with Chuck Berry or even Muddy Waters. Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell, with a sound that bridges country and urban blues, play Blues Before Sunrise.
I had the blues before sunrise, with tears standing in my eyes. I had the blues before sunrise, with tears standing in my eyes. It's such a miserable feeling, a feeling I do despise. Seems like everybody's down on me. Seems like everybody, everybody's down on me. I'm gonna cast my troubles down in the deep blue sea. Today has been such a long, oh, lonesome day. Today has been a long, oh, lonesome day. I've been sitting here thinking with my mind a million miles away. Blue starts a rolling and it stops at my front door. And it stops at my front door. I'm gonna change my way of living, ain't going to worry no more. Now I love my baby, but my baby won't behave. Baby, ooh, but my baby won't behave. I'm gonna buy me a hard shooting pistol and put her in her grave.
Bonnie Raitt teams up with her old friend Sippy Wallace for our next track. As we noted in our Blues Women episode, Bonnie Raitt learned her blues listening to Sippy Wallace and other older blues musicians more than 40 years ago. Sippy Wallace herself was working and recording in Chicago from the early 1920s to become one of the most popular and respected blues women of the time, rated alongside such greats as Bessie Smith and Alberta Hunter. Bonnie and Sippy toured together in the 1970s and 80s, a unique friendship between a classic blues queen and a child of the 1960s music scene. What else could we play but Bonnie Raitt and Sippy Wallace having a ball, singing Sippy's signature tune, Women Be Wise, Don't Advertise Your Man.
What your good man do to you, 'cause these women nowadays, they ain't no good. They laugh in your face and try to steal your man from you. Now wouldn't be wise, keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Don't be a fool. Advertise your man.
No, your best girlfriend.
Yeah.
She might look like a highbrow.
Yeah.
I've seen her change it at least 3 times a day. What do you think she's doing now? Why you're so far away? Call for the doctor, mama. Try to investigate your head. You see, you got to be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man.
Watch your food now.
Our next duet, Mountain Blues, brings together the really well-documented Big Bill Brunsey and the almost anonymous Black Bob in another guitar and piano duet. So much is known about Big Bill Brunsey, facts and tall stories. It's too long a list to recite. We will just touch on a little of his life and achievements. Many bluesmen have boasted of learning to play on a guitar they made from a cigar box. Big Bill made a fiddle. He played social and church functions with a friend who had made such a cigar box guitar. He tried sharecropping and then the army in World War I. He moved to Chicago and was taught the guitar by Papa Charlie Jackson, the first male to record a blues song in 1924. Big Bill's early recordings weren't very successful, but sales slowly improved as he worked his way through different record labels. In the mid-1930s, he teamed up with the mysterious Black Bob. By 1938, he was successful enough to be invited to replace the recently deceased Robert Johnson at the groundbreaking Spirituals to Swing concert staged at New York's Carnegie Hall. It was a showcase for all styles of Black North American music and played to a mixed audience of whites and blacks. Over his career, he played a wide repertoire of Black music, a parallel to the intentions of that first Spirituals to Swing concert. Big Bill's early take-up of the electric guitar was a key influence on the blossoming Chicago electric blues. In the 1950s, he rode the wave of White's newfound interest in folk music, though he had to change back to acoustic guitar to satisfy their desire for authenticity. This is a long introduction, but Big Bill Brunsey warrants it. He has influenced so many blues guitarists, from Muddy Waters to Eric Clapton. He deserves wider recognition. This is our contribution. His partner on this duet is credited as Black Bob. However, in Chicago in the 1930s, there were two pianists with similar names, Black Bob Hudson and Bob Black Bob Call, and similar careers. They were both mainly session players. Nothing substantial is known about either. So, at last to the music, here's Mountain Blues from 1935, a swinging up-tempo blues with catchy playing from both instruments.
It won't be long. You gonna look for me, baby. Darling, I'll be gone, because I'm gonna leave here in the morning. I'm going way out west. Now I'm going up in the mountain while the eagle builds his nest. Now my home ain't here, and I ain't gonna stay. My woman done got so that she treats me any old way. You know I'm gonna leave here in the morning. I'm going way out west. Up in the mountain, why the eagles build it there. Let me tell you a thing or two. You go find you another man, cause I'm through with you, because I'm gonna leave here in the morning. I'm going way out west. Now I'm going up in the mountain while the eagle build his nest. Now let me tell you, woman, what you must do. Go find you someone else, cause I'm through with you, because I'm gonna leave here in the morning. I'm going way out west. Now I'm going up in the mountain while the eagle builds his nest. Now if I could holler like a mountain jack, when I get up in the mountains, I would call my baby back, because I'm gonna leave here in the morning. I'm going way out west. God, I'm going up in the mountain while the eagle builds his nest.
John Lee Hooker is another giant of blues with a unique style. His date of birth is uncertain, somewhere between 1912 and 1923. He was born in Mississippi, but like so many others, he drifted through the big cities to the north. Memphis, Tennessee in the 1930s, Detroit by 1948, where he worked for the Ford Motor Company. That year, 1948, he made his first recordings as Texas Slim. He used an electric guitar, a talking style of vocal, and stomped his foot on a wood block to keep some sort of timing to his irregular musical rhythm. While many bluesmen were musical gypsies, few can match John Lee Hooker in the number of record labels or pseudonyms he used. He remained popular up to his death in 2001, putting out around 100 singles and a similar number of albums. Carlos Santana's career took off in 1969 when his band played at Woodstock, the mother of all music festivals. Over the years, his band has been through lots of personnel and style changes, with corresponding ups and downs in popularity. Santana cites John Lee Hooker as an influence since he was 8 years old. Here they are, playing together on a track which won them a Grammy Award in 1989. John Lee Hooker and Carlos Santana, The Healer.
Oh,
back to earlier days with another pair of influential bluesmen, guitar and piano again. First, Big Maceo. He was a self-taught pianist who moved to Chicago from Detroit in 1941. His first record, Worried Life Blues, was a hit and is now a blues classic that has been played by almost any blues or rock star you can name. He died of a heart attack just 12 years later in 1953. His partner on our track is slide guitarist Tampa Red, the most prolific blues recording artist, with a whopping 335 singles on 78 RPM records. Tampa Red had been playing guitar in Chicago for 20 years before Big Maceo arrived. He was the first bluesman to take up the National Steel-Bodied Guitar, the loudest guitar before amplifiers. He developed a new bottleneck slide style, playing runs of notes on a single string rather than chords, a style since adopted by blues and rock guitarists. Big Maceo and Tampa Red play County Jail Blues.
They pick me up and put me in a county jail. They pick me up and put me in a county jail. They wouldn't even let my woman come and go my bail. I'm in prison, but I've almost did my time. Now I'm in prison, but I've almost did my time. They give me 6 months, but I had to wake out 9. Of course I know my baby, she's gonna jump and shout. I know my baby, she's gonna jump and shout. When that train roll up and I come walking out. Now play them at the Tampa. Take these stripes around me, chain wave around my leg. These stripes around me, and these chains around my leg.
Well, these stripes don't hurt me,
but these chains, yeah, they give me death.
Blues at the Junction welcomes your comments and opinions of our show or any aspect of blues music. Email us at batj@hush.com. That's batj@hush.com. The city of Memphis, on the banks of the Mississippi, is in Tennessee, but across the river lies Arkansas and a few miles south the state of Mississippi. By the 1920s, it was a busy hub for the trade and transport of cotton and timber. This meant jobs for rural blacks who migrated there and wealth for plantation owners. They all needed entertainment. You could find big bands playing in clubs and hotels, vaudeville with its singers, dancers, and comics in theaters, Medicine shows, which really just sold flavored alcohol, hype to cure almost anything, used musicians to gather a crowd. On the streets and in what became W.C. Handy Park, underemployed black musicians played for tips or jammed together in the shade on hot afternoons. This stirring pot of styles and influences is an important element in the transition from pre-blues to country blues to city blues. Frank Stokes is an iconic figure in this transition. He was born in the 1880s and had absorbed the different styles of popular music as he grew. He sang and played guitar solo in string and jug bands and made dozens of records with partner Dan Zane. Yazoo Records album notes say, Stokes was far and away the best vocalist in Memphis, and his best blues song, What's the Matter Blues, derives its impact from its dazzling guitar duet work. Dan Sane's excellent flat pick technique fits like a glove behind Stokes' heavy finger picking. From 1927 Memphis, we have Frank Stokes and Dan Zane, What's the Matter Blues.
That took my apples, and she quit me, she left me to sing this song. And she quit me, she left me here to sing this song. You never meet your friend till you cut your train and gone.
Maybe the next song will prompt some comments from you. During our researches for Blues at the Junction, we frequently come across quotes from younger musicians praising the skills and influence of older musicians on this new generation. We don't often see praise like this. Buddy Guy is by far and without a doubt the best guitar player alive. That is from guitar god Eric Clapton himself. Many of blues rock premier guitarists have joined in the litany of praise. Jimi Hendrix may have been the first to cite Buddy Guy's influence. Jimi adopted many of Buddy's flashy tricks, playing with his teeth or with the guitar behind his head. Just one more quote. Stevie Ray Vaughan said, "Without Buddy Guy, there would be no Stevie Ray Vaughan." Buddy Guy had a longtime partnership with harpist Junior Wells. We are going to play you something different. We have a track from a 2005 album, Bring 'Em In. It is a duet with Tracy Chapman. Tracy is well known for her social activism in her song lyrics and in her support for a range of human rights causes. Neither she nor the song she sings, Ain't No Sunshine, would usually be considered blues. But accompanied by Buddy Guy's sophisticated and restrained guitar, tell us, how else would you describe this track?
Sunshine when she gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Georgia Tom Dorsey was an interesting character. At 12 years old, he was playing piano in barrel houses and brothels in Atlanta. At 17 years, he moved to Chicago. At 23, he was director of music at New Hope Baptist Church, where he composed his first religious work. With that, gospel music came of age, born out of blues and Negro spirituals. He didn't give up blues despite its devil's music association. He has been credited with composing several hundred blues. Eventually, he did turn to gospel full-time, but not before he played over 60 duets with guitar wizard Tampa Red, who we heard earlier with Big Masio. Most of these duets were hokum songs, songs full of sexual innuendo. Their first hokum duet, It's Tight Like That, was, according to the UK newspaper The Independent, a million seller for them, and covered by a variety of artists over the next 4 years. Eventually, it sold well over 7 million copies. Georgia Tom died in 1993, well respected for almost single-handedly bringing gospel music into the mainstream. Here is Georgia Tom Dorsey, piano, and Tampa Red, guitar, playing another of their hokum hits, No Matter How She Done It.
I know a gal by the name of May Lou. She shook it so much, she had the German flu. No matter how she done it, no matter how she done it, no matter how she done it, she done it just the same. The women don't like her, they call her out her name, but the way the men love her is a crying shame. No matter how she done it, no matter how she done it, no matter how she done it, she done it just the same. Play it, Tom, play it. Tell you people what she done. She made a hit with Jack the Ripper and the Only One. No matter how she done it, no matter how she done it, no matter how she done it, she done it just the same. You women don't have to worry about your life. She made Jack the Ripper throw away his knife. No matter how she done it, no matter how she done it, no matter how she done it, she done it just the same. She shakes all over when she walks. She made a blind man see and a dumb man talk. No matter how she done it, no matter how she done it, no matter how she done it, she done it just the same. The copper brought her in, she didn't need no bail. She shook it for the judge and put the cop in jail. No matter how she done it, no matter how she done it, no matter how she done it, she done it just the same.
Earlier, we heard a quote about Buddy Guy from Stevie Ray Vaughan. Now, we have Stevie Ray Vaughan himself playing with Albert King. Stevie Ray Vaughan played in his first band at age 11, blues rock right from the start. He played in several different bands before settling into Double Trouble. They became popular after an early 1980s appearance at the Montreux Jazz Festival. Just a couple of years later, heavily addicted to cocaine and alcohol, he collapsed and almost died while on tour in Germany. He entered a drug rehabilitation center in the U.S. and after a month left clean and healthy. He was killed in a helicopter crash with several other musicians after two nights of opening at Eric Clapton's concerts. Maybe the most bizarre tidbit we can offer you is he was made an admiral in the Texan Navy in 1985. Albert King, 30 years older than Stevie Ray Vaughan, had a complex musical life. He began playing drums, then switched to guitar. But he was left-handed, and instead of restringing the guitar to suit, he just played it upside down. That meant he was pulling down on strings other players were pushing up, giving him a unique and powerful tone. He was locally popular in St. Louis, recorded for many labels, but didn't have a big hit until he was 43 in 1966. In the 1970s, Albert King strayed away from straight blues with soul and funk-based albums, an album of Elvis Presley covers, and a concert with the classical St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. He later returned to a more bluesy sound. And this is as bluesy as it gets. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Albert King bending notes on the Blind Lemon Jefferson classic from 1927, the famous Matchbox Blues.
Trying to get things together and you couldn't make up in your mind. You kind of halfway knew what you wanted to do, but you didn't have it all together, you know. But you did know you wanted to travel, ain't that right?
That's right.
Yeah, I remember them days real good.
I know.
Didn't have very many clothes. Didn't know nobody to call to send for you. So you had to get out there and hitchhike, you know.
So?
It don't make no difference. You say, I'm going. I know I got to hitchhike, but I'm going anyway. Whatever happens,
it happens.
Let it happen. I got to pay my dues somewhere. Listen. Dreamed that I was lucky, but I woke up cold and handy. I dreamed that I was lucky, darling, but I woke up cold and handy, yeah. I dream I had you all by myself, but now I know you found you another man, yeah. Oh, that's why I wonder, will a matchbox hold my clothes? I wonder, darling, will a matchbox hold my clothes? Yeah, yeah. You know I haven't got so many, but I got so far to go, yeah. Thank you. find a good woman, you better pin her to your side, yeah. Hey, if you got a good lady fella, you better pin her to your side, yeah, yeah. Because if she flagged my train, buddy, I'm bound to let her ride well. Oh, that's why I wonder, will a matchbox hold my clothes? Hey, sometimes I wonder, darling, will a matchbox hold my clothes? Yeah, yeah. You know I haven't got so many, but I got so far to go, yeah. Ain't that right?
Began the show with an unusual pairing, Ry Cooder and V.M. Bhatt. Our last duet is another. It features two longtime North American masters of musical entertainment. We have first Mr. Tony Bennett, who has lived forever, sold 50 million records, and is still singing. He sings pop, standards, jazz, show tunes, but not blues. He has made three albums of duets. The latest of these includes a duet with Amy Winehouse, her last recording. Our track is from the first duet album in 2001 titled Playing With My Friends, Bennett Sings the Blues. So at least he was trying. We are not here to define blues. That's up to your taste. We are here to show how the impact of blues music has grown and spread. Perhaps partnering Tony Bennett with an undisputed blues king, Mr. B.B. King, makes it blues for you. We measured Tony Bennett by his 50 million album sales. We measure B.B. King by his concerts. He has played hundreds of concerts every year for around 50 years. He has performed all over the world and alongside almost every blues rock guitarist of note. Here are Tony Bennett and B.B. King performing Let the Good Times Roll.
And when you're dead, you're done. So let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll.
Don't sit there mumbling, talking trash. If you wanna have a ball, you gotta go out and spend some cash. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. care if you're young or old. Get together and let the good times roll.
Hey, Mr. Landlord, lock all the doors. When the police come around, tell them the joint is closed and let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll.
I got a dollar and a quarter. I'm just raring to clown.
And don't let nobody play him cheap.
I got 50 cents more that I'm gonna keep. So let the good times roll.
Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll.
No matter whether it's rainy weather,
birds of a feather got to stick together.
So get yourself under control. Get out there and get together and let the good times roll.
No, I don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll.
That's all for this duets episode. Listen out for our next show when our theme will be blues instruments. We will be playing you blues that feature instruments from panpipes to a dulciola. You will be surprised at what turns up. Contact Blues at the Junction with your comments, complaints, or requests by email to batj@hush.com. That's batj@hush.com. We are David Sillery, Research and Writing, Dieter Gade, Technical Production, and I'm Maria Leniak. Thanks to Junction Arts and Music for their sponsorship, and thanks to you for listening.